KSXARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 2nd of June, 2024. Now on the show.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6 at CSW, reminding you that the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's June bulletin goes to air tomorrow. This month, as well as the latest club news from Andrew, VK3CAH, Bill, VK3BR, will give a talk on the remarkable legacy of the 19th century Australian inventor and engineer, Henry Sutton. After which I'll read an item on Coordinated Lunar Time or Moon Standard Time, written by Andrew, VK3CAH, and which will soon be printed in the RAOTC's journal, Old Timers News. Everyone, RAOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the programme and to join in the callbacks afterwards. Full details of all transmissions, times, modes and frequencies are published on the RAOTC website, www.raotc.org.au, or just Google RAOTC broadcasts. If none of these times suit you, you can download the audio file at any time from today. If you do download the audio file, though, some brief feedback would be appreciated. Now, some local broadcast details. Tomorrow, Chris, VK6JI, will transmit the bulletin on 80 metres on 3620 kHz, starting at 8 a.m. Please note that this start time of 8 a.m. is an hour earlier than it used to be. Also at 8 a.m. local time tomorrow, there's a transmission via digital mobile radio on the VKDMR network, Talk Group 5. At 10 a.m. local, the programme will be transmitted via the News West linked repeater system, simultaneously with a 40-metre transmission on 7088 kHz, again by Chris, VK6JI. Our thanks go to Phil, VK6 Golf X-Ray, for standing in for Chris during Chris's recent absence. On Wednesday, June the 5th, we have a D-Star broadcast at 5:30 p.m. WA local time. This will be transmitted via D-Star Reflector 91C and will follow AR Newsline. On Sunday, June the 9th, repeats of the RAOTC bulletin follow the 7 a.m. 160-metre and the 9 a.m. 40-metre broadcasts of the WIA News by Phil, VK6GX. The next lunchtime meeting for members and friends of the RAOTC in Perth is on Tuesday, June the 11th at the Woodbridge Hotel, 50 East Street, Guildford. We meet at 11:30 for midday lunch. An attractive, well-priced seniors menu is available, which can be viewed online. Everyone's welcome to come along and have an eyeball QSO. There's adequate car parking, but if coming by train, be sure to alight at Guildford East. Repeat, Guildford East Station. Full details are on the club website under the heading Luncheons. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the June RAOTC broadcast, and we look forward to hearing your call sign in the callbacks. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750, or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
If you happen to listen to the right part of the 80-metre band on a Tuesday evening, you might hear something that sounds like this. The CQ QRS net has been running every single Tuesday for the last 2 years and has been unbelievably popular. There are usually half a dozen, a dozen, and a couple of times up to 18 stations, popping in and out when they can over the 4 or 5 hours. The aim is to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment, where slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or just to enjoy the banter. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed, we'd love to have you join in. The net starts at 0900 Zulu every Tuesday on 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kilohertz, and there's stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQ QRS call. For more information and to receive our weekly CQ QRS RagChew newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via my email address on qrz.com, or you can email me direct, mark.bosma@icloud.com. That is mark.bosma@icloud.com. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So once again, Tuesdays from 0900 Zulu until late, between 3540 kHz and 3570 kHz. Cheers from Mark, VK2KI and VK6QI.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Time is passing quickly, and as the sun doesn't stop rising and setting, it's time to dust off your calendars. Grab a permanent marker and write it in. The NCRG Ham Fest is on again come August 25th, 2024. You won't be surprised to find the event at the Cyril Jackson Rec Centre at the end of Fisher Street in Bassendean. What else do we love about Hamfest? The raffle. This year the raffle will have four prizes. An Andrews Communication voucher worth $2,000. A Yaesu FTM 300, $699. A Yaesu FT70DR worth $299. And if Yaesu isn't your brand, there's a $100 voucher from Horizon Antennas. Tickets are $5 per entry, available for sale across New South Wales, the NT, Queensland, South Australia, Tasmania, Victoria, and of course, Western Australia. You'll have to wait another month or two for the raffle start date of the 25th of June, with the raffle ending at 12 noon on the 25th of August at the NCRG Hamfest. Start saving, with full details appearing on the NCRG website before the raffle starts. I'm Glyn, Victor Kilo 6, Papa Alpha Whiskey, for the Northern Corridor Radio Group. 7-3.
You may notice that News West has been light on for content lately, and I've been playing a lot of repeat stories, but you can help us to change that by sending your stories or contributions through to newswest@vk6.net.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
G'day from WARG. WARG News for the 2nd of June. Tomorrow is a public holiday, so the next meeting of WARG is the 10th of June. Now, this meeting is a mini WARG fest? Well, a pre-loved equipment and junk sale, at least. Yes, it's time for the June meeting of WARG on the 10th of June 2024. So let's also note a change of venue for the night, but all in good time. The main activity for the coming month is a WAG junk sale, a pre-loved equipment sale, and not an everyday sale. You get the point. Okay, so get your junk together, let us know that you want a table, and get it all to the meeting on the night. Next week, not tomorrow, so the bring and buy is from 6:30 p.m. with access to sellers from 6 p.m. to set up. And it's $5 a table. WAG meeting from 7:30, finished by 9 latest. This allows time for everyone to pack up and sweep the hall. Another venue? Where? Okay, so yes. Now, this is important. For this meeting, we're not at the usual location. This month, the meeting is, and the pre-loved equipment junk sale is happening at the First Midland Scout Hall in Bellevue. Now, the address for your GPS is at number 10 Helen Street, Bellevue. That's 10 Helen Street, Bellevue, not 10 Helena Street, Midland, because you'll be somewhere completely different. Only a few K away, but somewhere totally different. 10 Helen Street, Bellevue. Doors open at 6 p.m. for sellers to set up, $5 a table, and at 6:30 the buyers will be unleashed for a gold coin donation for entry. Remember, please, sellers are asked to let us know beforehand, as there is a limit to the number of tables, although there's plenty available right now. The WAG, tea, coffee and biscuits, etc. are available as per normal for a small donation as always. And also, for this meeting, we are hopeful of having a sausage sizzle and soft drinks available. For a small fundraising cost, like at a certain chain of national hardware stores. So, you know, if you're hungry, come on down and get yourself a 6XB hot diggity dog from Mitch. Also special for June WAG meeting, we are going to be running another small chook raffle on the night. No, we are not giving away small chooks. While prizes are not yet confirmed at the publication time, there is sure to be something that's worth winning. All tickets are to be sold during the meeting. The prizes will be drawn on the night. All funds raised will be used for keeping the repeater network running. Tiggity boo. Tickets will be $5 each, and if you are not there at the meeting, you are advised to arrange yourself a proxy buyer with your dollar bucks. However, of course, we strongly encourage everyone to attend, as if you don't attend, you'll never, never know what of someone else's trash would have become your treasure. When the committee met via Jitsi this week, we also decided to explore doing a more substantial raffle in the coming months. But for that, we will need to go through to the Lotteries Commission and get a permit, etc. You know the rigmarole. Anyway, we hope to be announcing that one in coming months. The June WAG meeting will begin, as always, at 7:30, and all those in attendance are encouraged to be part of the meeting, both members and visitors alike. Information about upcoming WAG events and how to get involved for those interested will be part of the agenda. At any time, for more information on WAG, check out the website at www.warg.org.au. or our Facebook group for any updates. And listen to VK6ARN's weekly News West. And of course, WAG's very own Sunday on-air technical and general net, 10:30 a.m. local on Perth Repeater Channel 3. That's VK6RLM, 146.750. Hey, we may even turn up on WA Hams, you never know. This has been Mark, VK6XLZ, for VK6RRG. 7.3s from WAG. Clinton, hold the presses! This is a stop press announcement from WAG with regard to those intending to be sellers at next week's Mini WAG Fest. Please, send a text message to our president, Matt, VK6 Mike Lima, on telephone 0436-022- 860. I'll give you that number again in a moment, and this is so that we can lock you in with a table. This information is now also available on the WAG website at www.warg.org.au. Check out for the number again. But if you have a pen in your hand already, that number is 0436 022 860. One final time, Matt's phone number 0436 022 860. Thanks, Clinton. You are a champ.
RASA, the Radio Amateur Society of Australia, represents amateurs to the regulator and develops and provides free resources for all amateurs. No membership required. The RASA board met last weekend in New South Wales to determine where our energy will be focused over the next few years. This meeting was very productive, and the outcomes will be rolled out over time. In other news, since the introduction in Australia of the amateur radio class licence in February this year, RASA has been monitoring comments and feedback across the sector. There is some unrest with uncertainty from those who would like or think they should have a nice certificate on the wall to show that they are an amateur, and there are at least three petitions circulating, including one to the Australian Parliament. RASA is not involved with any of the petitions. Instead, we choose to raise issues directly with the ACMA as they come to light. Many amateurs are concerned that the ACMA letter of confirmation recently issued by them is inadequate, both for domestic recognition purposes as well as for seeking reciprocal rights when travelling overseas. We're aware of at least one amateur who has been waiting for several weeks for recognition by China of his Australian qualification and recognition. He has travelled to China previously with the old licence with no problems obtaining visitor rights. There is concern in the amateur community regarding the absence of a formal certificate of licence or call sign required for international recognition through to formal acknowledgement of authority to operate under the new class licence. RASA has written to the ACMA outlining the concerns and suggesting that a certificate of licence be made available to amateurs on request, possibly via the ACMA Assist client portal. Such a certificate should contain the usual CEPT and HAREC compliance notices. In fact, it is our view a simple redesign of the apparatus licence document previously in use would make an ideal format and satisfy all stakeholders. RASA will continue to monitor the impact of the class licence and work with the sector and the ACMA to achieve an outcome satisfactory to all parties. So watch this space, folks. Because of our streamlined, efficient structure and collaborative teamwork environment, RASA is active and responsive to the needs of the amateur community. Visit the RASA website, vkradioamateurs.org. That's vkradioamateurs.org. And visit regularly. I'm Bob VK6POP, and I'm the Vice President of RASA.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. It's hard to imagine today, but there was a time when there was no such thing as either the 80-metre or the 20-metre amateur band, let alone 2 metres or 70 centimetres. Picture this. It's the Roaring Twenties. The 1920s, that is. Among a jazz age burst of economic prosperity, modern technologies such as automobiles, moving pictures, social and cultural dynamism, the peak of Art Deco, we're also in the middle of a radio boom, where the world is going crazy buying radios as fast as they can be constructed. There are hundreds of licensed broadcasters. The bands are getting crowded. Radio amateurs have been banned from the lucrative radio spectrum above 200 metres and can only play in the useless short waves using frequencies greater than 1500 kHz. And play they did. On the 2nd of May 1925, amateurs proved they could communicate with any part of the world at any time of the day or night when Ernest J. Simmons, Golf 2 Oscar Delta, and Charles McClurkin Alpha 2 Charlie Mike made a daylight contact between Meadowlea, Gerrards Cross, Buckinghamshire, England, and Strathfield, Sydney, New South Wales, Australia, on what we now call the 20-metre band. This contact occurred not once, but regularly, for several days, using 100 watts. To give you a sense of just how big news of this feat was, on the second scheduled contact, the Prime Minister of Australia, Stanley Bruce, sent a message to England's Prime Minister, Stanley Baldwin. On occasion of this achievement, Australia sends greetings. If you recall, the IARU, the International Amateur Radio Union, was a fortnight old at this point. Less than a year later, contact was made using voice. Between the banning of radio amateurs from frequencies below 1500 kHz at the London International Radio Telegraph Conference in 1912 and the Washington International Radio Telegraph Conference in 1927, the world had irrevocably changed. In 1912, the discussion was almost all about ship-to-shore communication. By 1927, the world had tube transmitters, amplitude voice modulation, higher frequencies, and what the 1993 IARU President Richard Baldwin, Whiskey One Romeo Uniform, calls literally an explosion in the use of the radio frequency spectrum. In 1927, individual countries were beginning to control the use of spectrum, but there was no universal coordination, no international radio regulation, and as we all know, radio waves don't stop at the border. Richard Whiskey One Romeo Uniform, writing in 1993, says, quote, "In retrospect, the Washington Conference of 1927 was a remarkable effort. It created the framework of international radio regulation that exists even today. It had to recognize and provide for a multitude of radio services, including the amateur service. It was at this conference that amateur radio was, for the first time, internationally recognized and defined. Bands of harmonically related frequencies were allocated to the various radio services, including the amateur service." End quote. While the IARU was 2 years old, it really hadn't represented amateur radio on the international stage. Until now. The 1927 conference defined an amateur as a duly authorized person interested in radio electric practice with a purely personal aim and without pecuniary interest. The harmonically related frequencies that were allocated to the amateur service are recognizable today. I'll use current band names to give you some context. 1715 kHz to 2 MHz or 160 metres. 3.5 to 4 MHz or 80 metres. 7 to 7.3 MHz or 40 metres. 14 to 14.4 MHz or 20 metres. 28 to 30 MHz or 10 metres. And 56 to 60 MHz or 6 metres. Of those, the 20 metre and 80 metre bands were exclusive to amateurs. The 10 metre and 6 metre bands were shared with experimenters, and the 160 metre and 80 metre bands were shared with fixed and mobile services. You'll notice the absence of bands we use today. The 2 metre and 70 centimetre bands, 15 metres, and the so-called WARC bands, to name a few. The final ratified document goes into great detail about the requirements, the restrictions, how to deal with interference, how to allocate frequencies, and numerous other provisions, many of which will look familiar almost 100 years later if you've ever looked at the rules and regulations under which you operate as a licensed amateur today. There were various radio amateurs at the 1927 conference, but as Richard Whiskey One Romeo Uniform puts it, quote, "Much of the credit for the success of amateur radio at that conference has to go to two representatives of ARRL, Hiram Percy Maxim, president of ARRL, and Kenneth B. Warner, secretary and general manager of ARRL," end quote. While Richard points to their roles in the ARRL, you might recall that Hiram was elected international president of the IARU, and Kenneth its international secretary-treasurer. Whichever way you look at it, whichever organisation you credit, today we have amateur bands thanks to those efforts made nearly a century ago. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
Yeah, here's a snippet that we received from Martin VK6 ZMS. And it sounds very much like a commercial, but I'll tell you more about it later on. And it says, tune in on Tuesday the 4th of June at 8:30 a.m. for an extraordinary anniversary show with Nadia Mitsopoulos and the WA Mornings team, broadcasting live from the State Library right here in Perth. On the 4th of June 1924, 6WF made its first broadcast from Wellington Street, Perth. Discover the fascinating story of 100 years of 6WF Radio, the station that would evolve into ABC Radio Perth. Musicians from the Perth Symphony Orchestra will perform a live selection of the exact music that featured in the inaugural show. And thanks, Martin, for that bit. And here's some stuff that I prepared a couple of years ago for the ABC 90-year celebration. Originally owned by Westralian Farmers Cooperative, now known as Wesfarmers, you know, Bunnings, Coles, Kmart, radio station 6WF transmitted its first broadcast on 4th of June, that was a Wednesday in 1924, and it was the last Australian station to operate under the sealed sets scheme. Sealed sets were manufactured to only listen to the radio station that they were licensed to receive. 6WF was operated from a studio in the Westralian Farmers Building in Perth. The Premier of Western Australia, Philip Collier, made a speech on air to mark the opening of the station. The station was equipped with a transmitter that was the most powerful allowed under Commonwealth regulations. It was intended as a source of information and entertainment to rural areas. The station's original broadcast footprint covered most of the state of Western Australia. In 1929, the radio station was sold to the Australian Broadcasting Company. As a result, the radio station moved from the Westralian Farmers Building to the ESA Bank Building. ESA stands for English, Scottish and Australian Bank, on the corner of Hay and Milligan Streets in Perth. When the Australian Broadcasting Commission was founded in 1932, 6WF became part of the national network. So why am I telling you all this on an amateur radio broadcast? Because at the time, the VK6 Wireless Institute was located in the same building. They were all the same people. Wally Coxon, 6AG, actually became the manager of the radio station. And there were many other amateurs involved. If you look at the VK6.net website, you'll see our brag there that our first news broadcast was in 1931. Well, guess where they did it from? Exactly the same place. That's how amateur radio history in Western Australia is co-located with the history of the ABC. Happy listening next week, folks. It should be a good story. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Good morning, everyone, and fellow amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor, with this week's helpline, the 2nd of June. It's a brand new month and into winter. It's getting a bit cooler. We're going to get some rain. So here's today's lineup. Not much different to last week, in fact. And Barry, VK6 Alpha Delta India, still has the following items: an MFJ Versatuner 3, serial number 023101, and covers 160 through 10 metres. $200. There's also an ICOM IC3200 144 432 MHz mobile transceiver, serial number 01169, asking $300. There's a Uniden 40 channel UHF CB set, $100. A good dip meter, 1.5 to 250 MHz, $150. And there's a beam, a HF beam, a TH3 Junior, covering 20, 15 and 10 metre beam, $100. May need a few nuts and bolts, which are a little bit rusty. TLC needed. Any further inquiries on, please contact Barry, VK6 Alpha Delta India, on 0428 959 771. 0428 959 771. His email address is bravo.juliet.burns@bigpond.com. b.juliet.bravo.uniform.romeo.november.sierra@bigpond.com. And if you have any items for next week, please get in touch with me. The email address now is Roy, that's Romeo Aussie Yankee, and A-N-D, J, and Jane at gmail.com. The email address is royandjane@gmail.com. I'll say that again, royandjane@gmail.com. So until next week, when we may meet again, I wish you well, and batten down the hatches, bit of rough weather coming, and keep warm. VK6 X-ray Victor 73.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest Weekly Podcast -KiloZulu7YankeeCharlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.